This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Here is a single sentence within which the modern music industry's business model is laid bare. Streaming and downloading account for something like 85% of total music sales, multi-billions of dollars worth. But that leftover 15%? There is still some upside. Vinyl's long, slow comeback continues, and business is brisk at the 24 or so record-pressing companies that are still around, Archer Record Pressing among them. It's a no-frills, third-generation, family-owned shop making records for more than half a century. Stephen Cuevas from KPCC paid a visit.
Archer can be pretty easy to miss. A plain white and brown cinder block building tucked alongside machine shops and auto part makers on Detroit's east side. Oh, and that sound? It's not surface noise from a needle digging into the grooves of an old LP. It's Archer's steam boiler.
That's the boiler, yeah. It sounds like I've got a gasket that just sprung a leak. That's, like I said, it's always something. I'll be fixing that here shortly.
That's the founder's grandson, Mike Archer, who now runs the place, and the boiler. It generates steam for a fleet of vinyl pressers that can produce about 10,000 records a week, about as much as Archer can press. A minimum order of 200 costs around $800, more if a client wants colored vinyl. When Archer opened in 1964, it was pressing some of the greatest music to ever come out of Detroit, including the 1969 debut single of George Clinton's Funkadelic called Music for My Mother.
So I slowed down and took a listen. And this is all I could hear, baby. Whoa, hey! Whoa.
Out on Archer's workshop floor, it's all dirt, grease, and noise. A no-frills three-person factory that presses 8 hours a day. But the whole process starts with little bits of polyvinyl chloride.
And this is the raw material right here, these little colored pellets.
Yeah.
They look like rabbit food or something.
Wow. Yeah, that's how it starts, and then it gets melted in an extruder.
A lot of records pressed at Archer are now coveted by record nerds. Kanye West even put the label code from a classic 1970 gospel single pressed at Archer on the cover of his latest album. But Archer says the business never appealed to him as a kid.
You know, I liked music, but no, I didn't like making records. This is hard work, actually. You know, there are easier ways of making a living.
When Mike Archer agreed to help his dad out at the shop in the early 90s, he didn't understand who'd even be buying records after cassettes and CDs were in the picture. But Archer survived, thanks in part to underground music scenes.
Well, we were doing a lot of work for hip-hop artists and dance music, especially here in Detroit, the techno music.
My name is Brian Lackner. I rap under the name Mister. Yeah, I'm an MC from Detroit.
Lackner is swinging by Archer to scoop up boxes of his freshly pressed debut album.
There's been such a respect for Archer throughout the years. I felt like if I was going to have a release in Detroit, Archer is without question where I was going.
Sometimes there is nowhere for you to go, so left to deal with rising water on your own.
Lackner could have gone across town to Third Man Pressers, opened in 2017. It's doing well, too. Nationwide in 2018, vinyl record sales topped $419 million, according to the Recording Association of America. That's the highest since 1988. Turns out, even in the age of streaming and digital downloads, fans who prefer vinyl and are willing to shell out anywhere from $20 to $40 for a new album are boosting sales so much, vinyl is now close to overtaking what once nearly destroyed it, the digital compact disc. In Detroit, I'm Stephen Cuevas for Marketplace.